Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and for the first time in weeks, we have multiple stories. Weird. Sometimes there's just nothing. I don't know what to tell you. I probably should stop eating these blueberries so that I can actually do a newscast here and not sound like a redneck yokel. Oh, yuck. Mono County Public Health reminds residents and visitors to mask up for MLK weekend. Mono County is experiencing an unprecedented number of coronavirus cases from the highly contagious and transmissible Omicron variant. Escalating community transmission resulted in the temporary closure of in-person instruction at Mammoth Unified School District facilities and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Isolation quarantine recommendations for individuals impacted by COVID-19 are severely taxing the resiliency of our local businesses. Now, more than ever, residents and visitors are encouraged to wear a mask indoors, get tested when sick, get vaccinated, and get boosted when eligible. According to the California Department of Public Health, the CDPH, over the last 2 weeks, the statewide 7-day average case rate has increased more than sixfold, and hospitalizations have doubled. In Mono County, the COVID-19 positivity rate is a staggering 43% of those tested. In addition, case rates per 100,000 are the highest ever, recorded at 401 over a 7-day period, up from 185 the week prior. Regardless of your vaccination status, wearing a mask indoors is a proven and effective health measure to decrease the rate of infections and slow community transmission. In California, masks are required for individuals 2 years and older in all indoor public settings, regardless of vaccination status, through February 15th, 2022, with very limited exceptions. In Mono County, a local health order requiring the use of face coverings for both vaccinated and unvaccinated residents and visitors within indoor public spaces in Mono County and the town of Mammoth Lakes has been in effect since August 6th, 21. An effective mask has both good fit and good filtration. A well-fitted mask has no gaps between the face and mask, with gaps air that the virus particles could easily leak in or out around the sides of the mask. A properly fitting mask with filtration greatly improves protection for others if you are infected, and protection for you if you are exposed to an infected person. Regardless of the mask type, it is only effective if it is worn over your mouth and nose. According to CDPH, the least effective mask is a fabric mask with three or more cloth layers, while surgical masks are higher level respirators. That's the N95s, KN95s, KF94s. I hate the fact that these are common terms that we all know now. That should never be a thing. That's ridiculous. Provide the best protection against COVID-19. Mono County Public Health urges residents to upgrade their masks to 95s or KN95 masks that better block COVID-19 virus particles. During this Omicron surge, Public Health also recommends individuals reconsidering attending higher-risk activities, including indoor activities where individuals are unmasked for long periods of time, as well as crowded outdoor events. For additional information on types of masks, the most effective masks, and ensuring a well-fitted mask, individuals should refer to CDPH. Get the most out of masking and see CDPH Masking Guidance Frequently Asked Questions for more information. In workplaces, employers are subject to the Cal OSHA COVID-19 Emergency Temporary Standards, or in some workplaces, the Cal OSHA Aerosol Transmissible Diseases Standards, and should consult those regulations for additional applicable requirements. Transmission times for an infectious dose of COVID-19. According to the CDC, a non-mask-wearing, uninfected individual can be infected with COVID-19 within 15 minutes if standing within 6 feet of an unmasked infected person. Both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health provide COVID-19 testing clinics in Mono County, pending weather-related issues. OptumServe now offers testing Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 7 in Mammoth Lakes at the Sierra Star Golf Course. Testing staff typically take lunch between 3 and 4. Pre-registration is required for OptumServe and is encouraged for Mono County Public Health testing clinics. The Mono County COVID-19 testing schedule for January can be accessed at coronavirusmonocounty.ca.gov/pages/health. The link is at Eastern Sierra Now. Because that's what I do. Make it easy for you guys. Get tested this weekend! Exclamation point. The California Department of Public Health COVID-19 Outbreak Response Team, or ORT, will be providing COVID-19 antigen PCR testing for community members only this Saturday, January 15th and Sunday, January 16th from 9 to 5 at Mammoth High School. That's 365 Sierra Park Road. In the multi-purpose room, county residents are required to bring proof of residency. Pre-registration is preferred, and you can go to my.primary.health/mammoth high school. You know what? Again, Eastern's here now. Just go there and click on the link. It's easier that way. That's enough about masking. I just want to say that a lot of times people say, well, these masks don't even work. It has nothing to do with that. The point is you're keeping your spit from getting on other people. So I'm going to say this slower. It's not about protecting you from viruses. It's about protecting everyone else from what's in your mouth and your breath. So, if everyone is wearing a mask, that means you are safe. I've had to explain this too many times to people this week. Well, masks don't work. Masks is proven they don't work. That's not true. You're just looking at it from the wrong perspective. If you're in a room with a bunch of people without masks and you're wearing a mask, chances are you're going to get sick if somebody's in there with a sickness. Down with the sickness. But if you are all wearing masks, nobody's going to get sick. See, so it's the perspective change you got to understand. I'm not trying to knock any of my listeners or talk down or mansplain. Mansplaining, by the way, is when a man tells his perspective of superior knowledge of something. That's enough of that preaching bullshit. Let's move on to something else. You know what? Let's just jump into sports. Usually I wait till the end, but that's the one that's on my screen right now, so we're going to read that. It's just a quick little update anyway. So the Boron soccer game that was slated for today has been moved to Saturday the 29th. You'll recall yesterday we said it's probably canceled. Well, they could get it together. So Saturday the 29th, so that's 2 weeks out, I believe, 3 weeks out. It's a ways out. It's the 29th at 1 and 3, so JV and varsity. There is an updated schedule at Eastern Sierra now that Stacey Van Ness, the athletic director, sent out. You can download that schedule, and then you're going to know all of the games. Unless they get canceled, which has been happening a lot. But hey, go check it out. Those boys are good and they're working really hard, so they deserve our attention. What do we got here? Mono County Supervisor Stacy Corliss, friend of the show, friend to all, continues in a leadership role at RCRC in 2022. On Wednesday, Mono County Supervisor Stacy Corliss was elevated into the role of immediate past chair and will continue serving in the leadership of the Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC. Supervisor Corliss took the oath of office as administered by California State Senator Brian Dahl as part of the 2022 Officers of RCRC. Supervisor Corliss joins Nevada County Supervisor Dan Miller, who will serve as chair. I know it's Butte, but I want to say butt. Bet I'm juvenile. County Supervisor Doug Teeter, who will serve as first vice chair, and Monterey County Supervisor Chris Lopez, who will serve as second vice chair. These newly installed 2022 officers will lead the organization in championing public policies on behalf of California's rural counties. I am proud of the major successes that RCRC saw in 2022 with broadband access and wildfire prevention, said Supervisor Corliss. There is still much work to be done, and I'm excited about continuing to serve in a leadership role at RCRC as we champion policies for our rural communities. Quick note, everybody has words that they don't say well. Rural is mine. It is very difficult for me to say rural. I have to stop, think, and say it. I can't just say rural. It comes out like roll. Like, I don't know, speech impediment nation here over here. Rural communities. Nailed it. RCRC is led by primarily, wait, that's a weird sentence, by four officers comprised of elected rural county supervisors from the organization's 38 member counties. Mono County has been a member of RCRC since 1976. Once being elected second vice chair, it has been the custom for that person to move up the ranks and ultimately lead the organization. As such, Supervisor Corliss, who served as chair last year, is to now serve as immediate past chair at RCRC in 2022. The strength of RCRC comes from the collective impact of our member counties across the state, added Supervisor Corliss. For 2022, wildfire and forest resilience remains my top priority, and I look forward to working with RCRC board colleagues and staff to keep pushing for solutions to this complex, difficult, and urgent issue that impacts all Californians. The official oath of office was conducted during the RCRC Board of Directors meeting held virtually on the morning of January 12th. Congratulations to Supervisor Corliss, and we know you will put in all the hard work to make some amazing things happen out there, as you always do. What do we got here? Hey, there's a free dump day. Sweet. I'm not even going to make that joke. Bishop, California, the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, is hosting a free dump day on Saturday, January 29th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Bishop Sunland Landfill in Inyo County. The free dump day is part of the Clean California program, a statewide initiative to remove litter, create jobs, and beautify California. Trash loads should be sorted and properly tarped down before transporting to the dump. Per state law, transport only 9 waste tires at a time. The free dump day is open to residential waste. Commercial waste will not be free. Acceptable residential waste includes household waste, yard waste, Christmas trees, glass, wood, metal, appliances, TVs, mattresses, furniture, oil, electronics, and recyclables, tires, 9 at a time, remind you. The following will not be covered by the free dump day: commercial waste, commercial hazardous waste, tractor, heavy equipment tires, household hazardous waste, pesticides, herbicides, chemicals, sharps, and disinfectants. And victims. What? Nothing. To learn more about Clean California, visit cleanca.com. Little tiny snow report from Mammoth Mountain, because we didn't have the snow, but they're kind of just telling you what's going on up there. So it is 85 to 167 on the base conditions up there. And for the season, it looks like we have 202 to 271. So there's 6 parks open, 20 lifts, 165 trails. The Unbound Terrain Park crew has been doing an excellent job getting unique and versatile parks set up across the mountain. From the Disco Playground to South Park, there is a feature out there for everyone to rip on. With great weather in the forecast, now is the time to catch some air and enjoy the bluebird days ahead. So that'll be good. You know, I used to work with Bob Todd back in the day. A lot of you guys know him. He's a legend. It's kind of where I learned radio and news and all that stuff, and you know, rest in peace, Bobbo. He used to say Bluebird Day all the time when he was talking about skiing and mountains, the mountain stuff. I thought that was just something he made up, like, for years. I just thought that was his thing. You know, he said Bluebird. I'm like, oh, I get it. It's blue outside, and that's blue. That's kind of, I didn't realize that was something that everybody says. Oh, Bob. Okay, what else do we got? There is a supervisor's agenda link for January 18th, so go check that out. We will be trying to start covering some of the supervisors, both Mono and Inyo meetings, and show some of the video, so I'll probably be releasing those on YouTube. Just like the key points and stuff. Nobody wants to watch one of those meetings. The people in it don't want to watch those meetings, trust me. But I'll see if I can get something like that coming soon. So keep your eye out for that. So the last thing I just want to mention again, like I did yesterday, our Patreon is now live and active, and we have one patron so far, and we've only been up for, I don't know, 14 hours. So thank you, Chandra J, for that. And everybody else that wants to jump on and help support local news, please do. We'll have a link at our website probably tonight, but you can find it on our Facebook page, Instagram, or just go to Patreon, patreon.com, and type in Eastern Sierra Now. You'll find us there, and there's a lot of exciting things to choose from there, where you can get some stickers, shirts, stuff like that. But just the knowledge of knowing that you're helping support local news for the community, because that's what's going to bring everybody together. Communication is what makes the world go round, until we get into the metaverse, and then we're stuck underneath Zuckerberg's thumb, like the Matrix. Can you imagine that? It'd be like a million robot Zuckerbergs that are octopuses flying around because they nuked the sun, and they're using us as batteries, and we're all stuck so that we can stay in the metaverse. And they fly up with that, like, dead, weird look on their face that Zuckerberg has. And they are just, like, checking on the babies and turning them and stuff so you don't get bed sores. Until, finally, one day Keanu Reeves pops out and has powers for some reason. And can do things with it. That'd be weird. But you know what they could do? Well, I guess they nuked the sun and that, so they couldn't. I was going to say they could just use solar panels. That'd be the way to actually do things. I mean, I can't imagine a human body is a better battery than the sun. But hey, I don't know that for a fact. But you know, if you know that for a fact, hit me up. Send me a comment. Tell me what's going on about that. But I would just say call High Point Solar and get a solar panel, and then you're good to go. You can run all the robot Zuckerbergs that way. Yeah, High Point Solar, 937-5849. Just call them up. They'll hook you up. You don't need a human battery. You can have actual batteries and solar panels set up to your house, and then it cuts all your electric bills. Then it'd be much easier for Zuckerberg to take over at that point. Oh, God, we're in trouble. All right, that's going to be it for today, guys. Eastern Sierra now. We will check with you tomorrow.